What's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, wow. This is awesome.
Do I sound better?
Do I sound better?
Because I feel like I look better.
I feel like we both look better.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Diesel Power Products Podcast.
America's Diesel Podcast.
I'm going to get that right one of these days.
One of these days.
I think I like our company name too much.
Yeah.
But if you're tuning in, watching on Facebook, thanks for watching. If you listen to us on iTunes, you probably noticed the sound quality has shot through the roof.
Yes, we've busted through the roof.
We did it. We finally got real microphones. I'm pretty stoked right now. I honestly have kind of goosebumps just like we had before the first podcast. I'm feeling pretty cool right now.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty cool. It's a little different to get used to when you have to shove your face into a foam thing.
Yeah,
you
know? And we get to look at each other. Anyhow, yeah. So thank you for tuning in. As you know, you can check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify. And of course, you can always interact with us live on Facebook during these episodes. Leave us a 5-star review, screenshot that bad boy, and email it to Ben@DieselPowerProducts.com or
Tyler@DieselPowerProducts.com.
I gave my email wrong.
Yeah, you did.
I am nervous right now. This is scary.
You look nervous.
Sorry. Anyhow, yeah, screenshot that. Send it to Ben@DieselPowerProducts.com or Tyler@DieselPowerProducts.com. And we will send you a shirt and a dank meme.
With a handwritten letter that is promised to make some upper butt crack sweat a thing for
That's
you.
That's a thing. That's a real thing. Hashtag upper butt crack sweat.
Yes.
Anyhow, today is one of my favorite topics for all you 7-3 guys.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, this episode is going to be heavy on Ben and heavy on me making fun of Fords during this whole process. So
I
just
hate
so
everybody,
hey, it's the way it goes.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it goes around here. I'm a 7-3 guy and I get beat on every day. Anyhow, today it's actually going to be our second episode of the No Start No Problem series that we have going on. Last time we did one on 03 to 07 common rails, which also can cross over to that 6-7 common rail stuff, but mostly for the third gen 5-9 stuff. If you have any no start issues, make sure to check that episode out. That was a Tyler heavy episode, so if you hate my voice, listen to that one. But today we're talking about cold start with 7-3s. Notorious. It's like I think the only funnier videos are the 6-0 cold start videos.
Yeah, and apparently it doesn't even have to be that cold.
It's already started. So it actually brings us into the topic here. So it's glow plugs actually fire off on these things once it gets below about 40 degrees. Yeah. They don't stay on that long and they cycle on and off, but if it's below 40, they'll actually engage.
Yeah.
You may not actually have a cold start issue until you start getting lower into maybe like the 20s and teens and obviously below that, but those glow plugs actually do cycle on and off.
Yeah, but I mean, and also if you're having a majority of them not functioning, even at that 40 degrees or right near close to there, you may actually have a hard time starting this thing.
Absolutely, and they will, upon that first idle, when your truck's kind of idling up and down when you first get started, those plugs are
still cycling.
They're still moving. Yeah. So that the glow plug module, the relay, it's doing a lot of work. So that brings us to, it was cold last night. You walk out, you try and start your truck.
Yeah.
You got your 7-3 and it doesn't start. What's the first thing you do, Tyler?
Oh, probably go on Craigslist and look at what they're selling for, I would imagine.
I expected better from you. I alley-ooped that one. I was looking for a slam dunk, and you just tipped it out. But basically, you get over there, and you crank it over, and so we're going to rule out, okay, the batteries are still working, the alternator is still working, the starter is still working, but we're having like an actual truck not firing issue.
Yeah.
And it means one of two things. Did you plug your truck in? If you did, your block heater is not working, or you weren't getting power to it. Two, block heater was working, and we got something else going on.
Yeah.
So I think my next biggest thing that I will like to ask people is, as you're cranking that key over, do you see white smoke coming out of the tailpipe?
Yeah, because that's usually some fuel.
Yeah, it's going to be really thick white smoke, kind of foggy, burns the eyes, smells bad.
Yeah, and unless it feels like if you walk through it, like it's sticking to you, like you just walk through a mist of fuel.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's pretty much what it is. It's unburnt fuel. Your engine is still pumping air in and out, and it's putting fuel in there, but it's not igniting.
Yeah.
So that means, okay, the nice thing is that we've isolated where it's kind of coming from. So if you are not getting white smoke, that means you're not getting fuel into the cylinders. And for all you know, your glow plugs and everything are working correctly, but no fuel is getting in there.
Yep.
So that kind of like we talked about in the last episode, follow the fuel. Do you have fuel in the truck?
First thing. You know what? And it's funny because you would think that would be a common thing that everybody would look for, but you know, it's not. People always bypass that. And it's so funny because anytime something's wrong with your truck, and I think we've talked about this before, everybody always goes to the worst case scenario. Truck's not starting. Oh, a pack of injectors are bad.
Yeah, broke a
crankshaft.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Let's start with the basics. I have a feeling this is going to be kind of similar to the 5-9 Cummins one where you're starting to rule, instead of trying to find just that one bad thing, you're verifying everything is working first.
Right.
And that's kind of again, kind of coming at it from a different angle. Instead of trying to find that issue, find everything that's working first. And that usually gets you especially if you're having a hiccup and trying to find what the issue is, that might help you.
Well, in the order you go about things too, if you skip all the way to glow plugs, you tear off your valve covers, you get the glow plugs in there, whatnot, and then you still aren't having any white smoke, but your glow plugs are working perfectly.
Yeah.
Your glow plugs may have been just fine.
Yeah.
And you just are out of fuel, or your fuel pump's not working, or you got a clogged filter or something like that, or you had an angry girlfriend's ex-boyfriend came over and cut your door. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something really crazy. Bad happened. So you don't have white smoke coming out. You've got a fuel delivery issue. Handle that. Do you have fuel filter, fuel pump, all that kind of good stuff? Kind of start with there and make sure you don't have any big visible leaks. If you're cranking that key over and you are seeing that fuel, that means you are getting fuel into the cylinders. It's making its way all the way out to the tailpipe, but the truck is not starting.
Yeah.
And it's probably pretty cold. You're probably cranking that. The starter's hating life right now because 7.3s are big and they're angry and they like to sleep in the cold and be undisturbed. And your starter is in there just going to town.
Hating life.
Yeah. Your cylinders, and
could hopefully... Could you use your starter as a block heater if you cranked it long enough?
I'm going to say yes, because I've... Probably. My very first 96, I cranked that thing so much.
Yeah.
Well, so much.
I remember Ash, too. This is kind of completely off topic, but talking like using starters for creeping, crawling, like rock crawling. It's like, seriously?
Yeah.
I bet you that baby's generating some heat.
Yeah. If it works, it's not stupid.
Yeah.
I guess. So the starter's doing its job. Everything's turning over, and we're just not getting the cylinders hot enough. And let's say you just keep cranking that thing, crank, and eventually you get one cylinder firing off, the other one fires off, and then you get a really angry engine, but eventually starts firing off because it just generates so much heat, and now your whole block is probably filled with unburnt fuel in the air.
Yeah.
So we've got a glow plug issue. And I think that's probably one of the most common things on there.
Yeah.
Typically, you're not going to have fuel delivery issues on 7.3s. Now, you might have a dead battery or something like that. Starter might go out, which is all kind of proponents of all of this, but you got a glow plug issue.
Yeah.
And the glow plugs are a pretty simple system, but it can be easily messed up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And misdiagnosed.
Yeah. And they can actually be kind of a pain in the rear too, especially if you've got an engine that's got, well, take my 6.2 for instance, that's been sitting around for a while. They can get rusty. Those things can easily break off. And that's like the worst, that's like my worst fear, is breaking off a glow plug.
Yeah, breaking off a tip into the cylinder, and you're like, oh my God.
Or just breaking out the threads, trying to unthread it from the head or something, you know, like that just freaks me out.
This $9 part.
Yeah, seriously.
Is now a full engine rebuild.
Yeah, seriously. So maintenance, people.
Yeah. When I first moved up here from California, I did my glow plugs. And this is why I know a lot of this, because I had to go through this on my own, because I went from basically living in California winters, which were not that bad.
Yeah.
And then I came up here where it's like real cold for a long time.
Yeah.
Like really freaking, I wouldn't say really freaking cold, because there's places in like North Dakota that are like negative really double cold. Digits all the time. Yeah. But I mean,
still fairly cold though. I mean, when we're talking at night, I mean, there's been some nights where we're getting close down to, you know, down to zero.
Yeah, so. Down to zero for sure, and there's, you know, daytime, a high of 22.
Yeah.
You know, for like 2 months.
Yeah.
So it gets cold.
Right? Yeah.
Don't hate on me, okay? It gets colder. Right? So let's talk about, like, glow plugs. So I would say it's very rare to have 8 glow plugs that have just crapped the bed.
Yeah.
It's really, like, you might have 2 that have gone, and then you could probably be sure that, like, the rest of them are on their way out if they get a lot of miles on or something like that, but...
Yeah.
Let's find out, like, if the glow plugs are actually working. Mm-hmm. So my favorite thing to do is, and this is going to be on the, pretty much I would say like the 02, 02 and a half. Someone could probably correct me on this, but that's when they went from a glow plug relay to glow plug module, which was computer controlled, much better system.
Yeah.
But the glow plug relay. So you actually have, you know, your 2 big brass posts and then you
basically
two,
like a starter relay. It essentially is a starter relay.
Yeah. Just a different bolt pattern, but mounted up. That's it.
Yeah.
So you've got this thing and its main job is to get power from the battery to the glow plugs.
Yeah,
and it cycles on and off. It's controlled by the truck's PCM. So you may have a rare condition where the PCM isn't doing its job, whatever, but you can override that because we just got wires there.
Yeah, you just jump in the studs, basically. Just like you would jump a starter.
In the studs. This is where having 2 people really helps, but I had to do it myself for a long time.
Yeah.
So basically, if you want to jump the 2 studs, at that point, you are the timer. Definitely make sure you're taking precautions here because those are 2 live studs.
Yeah, and it's something that if you are going to jump the studs, I mean, you don't want to sit there and have those glow plugs just on for like an extended period of time. So that is, and
what do I say here?
Can you, you know, there's guys too that'll take their controller and maybe wire it. Like I almost did this on my 6.2 where I went as far as going to the auto parts store and getting a momentary switch. And I was going to put my globe, because I thought I had a bad relay. I was going to put the basically just on a push button switch that'll, mm-hmm. you know, but at the same time, you got to be careful because if you leave those things on too long, you're just going to waste them.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you get them real hot and they burst.
Yeah.
And you are now building your engine.
Yeah.
So this is, it's a very simple thing, but if done wrong, you're effed.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, glow plugs are a supplement to start, you know, so they're assuming everything else is functioning properly on the truck and it should, and everything, and it should work.
Yeah. So I think my general rule of thumb was that for the first, let's go through okay, are they good or not? So you go up there, you crank the engine and nothing happens, or maybe it barely tries to turn over or whatnot. Let's say the next morning you go out, or you get it started, you go to work, and we're talking like the next morning because mm-hmm. you now have time to diagnose it. So the next morning you go out and you try to start it. It's not wanting to start very well. You pop the hood, you jump the relays for say 10 seconds. This is where having another person in the truck really helps out. But
God, even 10 seconds? Even 10 seconds is kind of scary, is it? I mean, how long do they usually sit on for when they... I guess they'll
cycle in and off. Yeah. For the first one, I had held mine even as long as 15 seconds.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I usually said 10 to 12.
Okay.
Because, you know, everybody counts different alligator or whatever. And so let's say 10 seconds. It's a good start there. So even if these glow plugs are not having a great day, they can handle 10 seconds.
Okay.
So 10 seconds, and then you take it off and have whoever is inside try and hit the key, start the truck.
Yeah.
It may not start, but if you find that it actually wants to start, it's actually trying to turn over.
It made a difference somehow.
Yeah, your glow plugs are working.
Yeah.
Like you are, at least some of them are working. I would say majority. You've got a majority of your glow plugs working. Okay, cool. So now we've isolated to where I'm getting fuel, my glow plugs are working, something's just not telling them to turn on.
Yeah.
And your batteries are working because you were able to actually turn your glow plugs on. You were just now the switch.
Yeah. And glow plugs too, they take a lot of juice. So if you have bad batteries, you're gonna be low on voltage by the time you're cycling your glow plugs.
Absolutely.
So just so you guys know.
Yeah, and I can't stress this enough, be careful when you're doing this. Like you are essentially, first day in auto shop. What do you not do?
Seriously,
you are literally doing that.
Yeah.
So, wear rubber gloves. I don't know. Yeah. Do what you gotta do. Just be smart. Don't be an idiot about it. So we've now figured out, okay, the glow plugs are working. They're working actually probably good enough to turn your truck over. So let's figure out why the glow plug relay isn't turning them on.
Yeah.
So the next step is really finding out why that glow plug relay is not working.
Yeah.
And there are multiple ways to do it. Most people just replace them. What I found out was that I started replacing them over and over and over again mm-hmm. and kept thinking I was getting these bad out of the box.
Yeah.
And you can actually test glow plug relays. You just need, 12 volt source and hit them, not on the big studs, on the small studs.
Yeah. So you activate it.
Yeah. And actually I didn't even get to that on the small studs or the big studs and the small studs. If this is going to pertain specifically to the OBS trucks, cause I actually don't recall what it is on the Super Duty 7.3s gives a little bit different, same glow plug relay, but different location. It's oriented differently. If you're on a O body style, so 94 to 97, the active post is going to be, if you're standing in front of the truck, you're at the grill, you've opened your hood, the post is going to be top right. Okay. That's your activation post. So you could technically go from your positive battery terminal with a nice heavy gauge wire to that top right post, and you are the switch that's activated.
Yeah.
You can take it off, put it on, whatever you got.
And you should kind of hear it kind of click.
It's going to be a click.
You should
be able to hear it, feel it. It should be tactile. If you were to leave that relay on the desk and put 12 volts to it, it should be it should almost jump off the desk.
Yeah. Yeah. You should definitely notice it. It's pretty hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where I can't tell if my relay is going off or not. You can tell.
Yeah. Speaking of relays, for anybody that's putting lights on their rig or any sort of accessory, for gosh sakes, those are an awesome protection device. Whenever you're wiring lights in, wire them to a key on source,
mm-hmm.
So you're not wasting your, or not lights. I mean, lights are good for having when you don't have your key on, but I mean, relays are great to put in on anything that you're controlling via electrically just to mm-hmm. kind of protect the circuit. It's like an extra little fuse basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we've, that's the orientation you're going to look for right there. None of this applies to the glow plug module because that's badass, it actually works.
Yeah,
good job. So now we've figured out that this relay is not working. You replace the relay, you test it on your own, you get to click, you put it in your truck and you hit that wait to start, and there's no click and the glow plugs still aren't working.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've got something else going on.
Yeah.
Either we've got a wiring issue or your PCM is just not telling it to turn on.
Yeah.
Which is, that's what happened to mine.
Yeah.
Mine was just not being told to activate or excite, whatever you want to call it. Excite.
Excite.
Yeah. Excelsior. And what I should have ended up doing was just putting a switch inside the cab. Honestly, I should have done that. Yeah. But what I did, like an idiot for like one whole winter, was I would walk out to my truck, I'd pop the hood, I'd bridge it for like 10 seconds, run into the driver's seat,
and go fire it up.
And fire it up. And it worked. The only, and this brings me to the next scenario of like, okay, don't freak out. If I had to do it one, two times, if let's say you do that once, you try and kick it over in a truck, almost starts, but isn't quite having it. And then you go through and you do it again. You've now got fuel in the cylinders.
Yeah.
This one freaked me the hell out.
Oh, did it ignite?
Yeah. I hit the relay and it goes, pow, 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 pow. And I was like, oh, God.
Whoa. Oh.
I was like, oh, man, I'm pretty sure I just blew my truck up.
Yeah. Freak anybody out.
And yeah.
I'm fairly new to the whole glow plug thing. Like, I'm kind of learning as I go with my stupid 6.2, which, by the way, is back on the road. Burb is back, boys. But, yeah, I mean, you know, with us smart people with the Cummins engines. Well, you know, we just got that grid heater. You know, she's pretty basic. She just heats that air up, and you know, calls it a day.
I'm gonna take a dig at myself here. The only reason we can't run a grid heater style thing is because we don't make enough power. And if we had a grid heater, we would start robbing ourselves of power.
See, I'm terrible at comebacks, and like I just say that one statement, and then Ben makes fun of himself. This is way better.
We 7.3 folk, we're a modest people. We understand. We get it. Anyhow, so if that pops, don't be afraid. You're probably okay. Like, that's fine. Don't burn your starter out. Be smart. If it's not,
if anything, it's like a good sign to you because you know you're getting fuel.
Yeah, it is.
If anything.
Beyond there, let's talk about ether. Everybody talks about ether.
I love that stuff. It's a joke, everybody. It's a joke.
The only reason that I would do ether on there is if it's like one of those, it absolutely has to start right now moments. And actually, yeah, brings me to one of my next topics. But
yeah, I mean, I've had a couple instances where, you know, it's either I use ether or I need a jump start because my batteries are about ready to freaking die.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, ether is something that is terrible for your engine. So it's something that we would never condone someone doing. But again, if you're in a pinch and you got to go somewhere, you know, be modest with it, be light with it if you can. I mean, little is, you know, as little as possible. But does work. It does kick it off, but it's something that you
can't take it back out once you spray it in.
Exactly.
Spray it that way. Start slow.
Yeah.
So now we're going to talk, this is going to go for the OBS stuff because I never had to do this on my Super Duty 7.3, nor would I really condone it. But, there were times where it was really freaking cold here and I couldn't plug my truck in.
Yeah.
And I, to the point of jumping the glow plugs and hitting my intake manifold with a blowtorch.
Yeah.
I did it. I'm sorry. A whole bunch of OBS guys are probably wanting to shoot me.
It happens. I've had to do that with my, you know, anybody who's got a Cummins engine that's built, you know, most of them have the grid heaters deleted on them just for airflow reasons. I mean, I on my mega cab, I had that same thing. And when it gets too cold, I had to throw a torch on the hot side or the cold side of the intercooler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just kind of the nature of the beast, but I would actually resort to that before ether.
I would try that before ether,
just because I know internally what ether is going to do versus me just heating up the exterior of this metal piece is
no. Also, are you really a Ford owner if you don't carry a torch with you?
Yeah. Seriously.
See that guy's there? I just shot myself in the kneecaps.
Yeah. When your goodie bag has a butane torch or a whatever kind of gas torch. You know, you should probably you should probably fix some things.
We did a video a while back about getting stuff ready for winter.
Yeah.
And it was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, something like that, like 2016-ish. And being a Ford guy, it was like stuff to keep in your vehicle. And I had a blowtorch for all you 6-liter guys. And I got so much hate for that.
And you know, it is what it is, you know, we all know what my starter bag would look like. A couple of jumper cables and a can of ether. I mean,
I'll tell you what, though.
6.2.
As much as anyone digs on the torch thing, you know what's really cool?
Yeah.
Showing up to work on time.
Yes. That's nice.
Just get it started. Do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Also, if you're thinking to yourself that you're just going to, like, if you have a manual truck and going to, like, roll start it, That's not how cold starts work. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
okay?
that.
That's
you'll
not
be
how
highly
it works.
Disappointed.
Yeah, you'll be highly disappointed and you're going to wear things out really fast. Now, if you're trying to do this and you've done your glow plugs and your starter's worn out because you killed your batteries, that's a different story.
Yeah.
But the whole roll start, pop the clutch, that's not for cold starts. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
If you do that, I will find you and kill you. That's not a threat. I'm sorry. but that's just about the whole kit and caboodle for like 7.3 cold start stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and keep in mind, guys, this isn't getting into if you have a no-start condition, so when it's warm and it's not starting. We'll address that in another episode here, but yeah, this is just strictly cold start. So this is assuming your injectors are firing. This is assuming your IDM is working. This is assuming your injector wiring harnesses are good. I mean, this is assuming a lot of things are working, your high-pressure oil pump, which we'll get into in a no-start episode. That's the number one cause of these things not I would say probably number one cause of these things not starting. I don't know if Ben would agree
IDMs?
With that. Either IDMs or HPOPs, HPOP issues.
Cold start?
No, just no start.
Oh, no start. Yeah, no start. IDM or HPOP.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that more in another episode, but like everybody gets really kind of wrapped up around the high pressure oil pump stuff, and I get it. Yeah. Like, it's an antiquated system. I get that. Don't get me wrong, but it's a dumb pump.
See,
it's a dumb system. It's a dumb pump with a dumb system with sensors on it. It's only going to do what it's told to do.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, that's it. If it's not doing its job, find out why.
Exactly. It's,
I don't know.
It's a really simple, simple, simple pump. It takes oil in and makes pressure.
Yeah, and spits it out.
And spits it out.
Yeah. And then it goes to the injector where it's...
Where then a whole mess of complicated things happening. I think there's some gnomes, maybe some wizards. I come into play with those. I mean, with the size of those injectors, I think you can rent out inside of them to a, well.
There's like seven Keebler elves in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in there, just tapping away. But that's going to like, that. I'm really glad we got to this episode because this document that I wrote, I actually wrote this like in the old building.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. It was like.
It's a long time coming.
Yeah. So I've been wanting to do this for a while. I'm super stoked, guys. And whenever winter comes around, I tend to get a lot of cold start stuff, and I'm more than happy to talk to you guys. I hope this really helps, and I would actually really like to do a video like actually under the hood showing this stuff to you guys.
Absolutely.
Because having a good step-by-step, it's crucial because I've been that guy because I didn't buy a 7.3 being a 7.3 tech. I bought a 7.3 because I like Fords because America.
Yeah.
And 7.3s, the old bicep 7.3s, you have to smog them in California. So that's why I bought one. Yeah. I mean, that was the main thing. Plus, I've always liked Ford trucks and that's just my life.
Well, too, at the same time, if we, you know, can do something like that where we can kind of show that. I mean, anybody who is a first timer in a diesel and buys like a 7.3 probably gets a little overwhelmed when they pop the hood. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be a little confusing if you're, you know, a first timer kind of looking at that. So yeah, I think that'd be definitely beneficial. Kind of, that's where, you know, the Cummins guys, we're just so simple. Six
it
in
is.
A row, ready to tow.
Eight in a V. Eight in a P. Tyler, I like Cummins engines. I got to tell you, this is the first time we've done this podcast with these mics. And we're trying really hard to keep this show clean. Yeah. There's something about a microphone that just makes you want to just cuss up a storm.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah, and we're just sitting across from each other, looking at each other.
Yeah, if you're not watching us on Facebook, I'm looking deep into Tyler's eyes right now and just channeling my Cummins hate.
Yeah. But the only crappy part is Ben is like 50 times as good as me or better than me at like comebacks and like insults. I'm like, you suck. Like, that's like all I got.
Your eyes are so blue.
you're blonde.
Like, why, thank you.
Like, oh, gosh darn it. Someday I'll research some comebacks and I'll have a list.
That brings me to my rant.
Okay.
This is a good one. This has been like a 2 month coming rant because this hoodwinked me. So this rant involves Instagram. If you're on
Instagram,
you're new to Instagram. I enjoy Instagram a lot. I like the pictures and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, it's Instagram. Lots of good stuff going on there. Kind of like declutter Facebook a little bit.
Yeah, and a little bit more positive. I noticed it's like a little bit more.
Maybe for you because you're just getting started.
Maybe because I'm just getting started. There's a lot of hate out there. I got a lot of cool stuff in there, man. I love my Instagram. See, I'm new at posting. That's what I need to get better at, is like the whole posting thing. I just like to look at stuff. So
I follow probably a lot of the same things a lot of other truck guys follow.
Yeah.
You know, lots of diesel stuff. Yeah, I saw it. And, you know, BJ Baldwin. And, of course, if you're on Instagram, I call them gym tits profiles. Where it's, I mean, we all know what we're talking about if I say that, so I'm not going to try and describe it. Yeah. So, anyhow... And I find myself scrolling through my feed, right, or from the discovery page or whatever it is, where it's not like you're following them, but it's everybody else.
The magnifying glass.
And you know, I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I like hot chicks. And I'm scrolling through and I see, I'm like, oh man, I'll click on that and see what that's all about.
Yeah.
And I click on, I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. And I scroll to the next one and scroll down. So it's not, you're going back to the magnifying glass, it goes down. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? And I got hoodwinked like 4 or 5 times. And it's these, like, I don't know who's making these profiles, but they're exclusively for like moderately attractive older Polish ladies.
Like, what?
I can't. Can I say the S word? Is that a thing we can do? No. I shit you not. There's multiple profiles just for like old, moderately attractive Russian and Polish ladies, right? And so I see them. Oh, God, decline. Back.
Yeah.
But now my feed is
just full of them. Just full of them.
All these damn old Polish ladies on there. And I still get hoodwinked because they're
just filling Polish sausages.
Because they know you're looking at a picture that's like a 3/8 inch by 3/8 inch. So you can't really tell. And the filters are on. And then you click on, like, ah, damn it, you got me again. So now I'm like trying to like filter out on my discovery page. I'm just like clicking on every gun and every like younger gym tit profile I can and trucks and all that kind of stuff. And I'd be more embarrassed if that popped up and my wife saw it than if I was following like some Instagram gym chick.
Yeah.
She'd be like, okay, well, at least like, she's hot. She's attractive. Maybe she's doing a move in the gym that he's thinking about or something like that.
Above to middle-aged Norwegian chicks.
Sitting drinking coffee in like Norway.
Filling Polish sausages.
Instagram, you got me. Whoever's doing those Polish programs, you got
me. Knock it off. You need to knock it off.
You need to take it away.
You know what I get sucked into on those?
What?
Like the machining.
Yes.
I love sitting and watching like a mill work or like a lathe work. I just sit there and just like, oh my God, this is amazing. This shows how new I am at Instagram.
Yeah. Well, I get sucked into those too.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Precision machine stuff.
Dude, so the bourbon, it's running.
Oh my good God, guys. I've been like, I don't know, about a month without it. About a month without it, I think, right? Roughly. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Put your
there
mouth
we go. Sorry. See,
sorry, we're still learning, guys.
I've been about a month without the Suburban, which has been, you know, it's been fun. I've been driving around my wife's 19 Cherokee Trailhawk, which it's fun to drive and all, but I mean, that's pretty much a car.
Isn't it weird that you just said 19? I was like, oh, he's saying the wrong word. I was like, oh, it's a 2019.
Yeah, 2019.
We're in the future.
Yes. Well, it's 19 now, so it's
7-3 guys.
So anyway, so just so you guys, I mean, so you guys know, basically what I've been battling here is my transmission case cracked, and I've kind of narrowed it down to an issue with a transmission mount. I found a bolt missing in the transmission mount, which allowed some things to move around, and a bent drive line and some other things. So I finally just got her all buttoned up, actually just drove it for the first time today into work, and feeling pretty good.
You're saying is the bent drive line and the bolt missing. So those big giant burnouts we did in the parking lot.
Probably not the best thing.
That really worked out well, didn't it?
Hey, but you know what? It made for some killer pics and an awesome video.
I love the videos I took of that thing. If you haven't seen those videos, check out Tyler's Instagram, my Instagram. We have them both on there, but they're so good.
Yeah. It
doesn't like 85 horsepower, just putting it all to the ground.
Seriously. And those tires were, my phone is, thought I said, hey, Siri. Those tires are so hard that it just lit them up.
Yeah.
Can't do that now. Anyways, I got a new used transmission for it because I'm not going to buy a built transmission for this thing, let's be honest. This thing's like probably 40% its original horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm limping her along, guys. You know, I don't know. I've got a lot of ideas in the works for her, and one of them, diesel fans aren't going to be too excited about, but
it'll be sick though.
It'll be cool.
Anyhow, that's going to wrap it up, guys. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. If you like the new mics, leave us a comment. If you want to go back to the old ones, stop listening because we're not. Anyhow, make sure you check us out on iTunes, SoundCloud, Google Play, Spotify. We're going to actually, now that we have good quality, we're probably going to be putting these on YouTube, and I've been saying it for a while. Leave a review, screenshot that, send it to Bennett Diesel Power Products or Tyler Diesel Power Products.
Yes, sir.
We will send you a handwritten letter, love note, maybe, upper butt crack sweat, all the above. Thanks for tuning in. America.
America's Diesel Podcast.